These are two really. There are too many sugyas.
I knew how to define them. The Gemara from Masa.
Hold on. We'll get to that. So you'll see, one is actually about the very identity of what mar is. It's very interesting. And the other one's going to get into a more of a technical halachic issue, but it's a lot of fun. The climax of the entire sugya is Bach. The Bach is one of the most. You remember that, Monty? The Bach is like the most ingenious solution in history. If you want to be the ultimate Yotzi Al Shita, it's fascinating. What's also interesting about we're not going with the whole thing. You'll see. What's very interesting, you'll see the problem very quickly. What's very interesting about this whole area, though, about the second part. Actually, we'll get the second part. I'll show you what's interesting about it.
Why is the Gemara suggest in the beginning?
What?
Why did you choose the Gemara suggest in the first half of the Gemara?
You did both parts of the Gemara? You did the second Gemara, too? Mm-hmm. You'll see. It's a little confusing. The Rashbam raises a big problem. There's a big problem that comes up. Yeah, we'll get to that. You'll see the problem. It's a massive problem.
Well, what about the first
we didn't start yet. Let's start.
The first
hold on. Okay. So let's start with the Rambam first. The Rambam's Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Yud Beis. Okay? I would usually ask Josh to read, but he seems a little out of sorts. So read Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. Okay, so midoraisa, what do we see?
Yeah, so eating mar isn't its own mitzvah, rather only dependent on the achilah of the
pasuk. We always got to keep that in mind. Mar is a very unique mitzvah, okay? It's not an independent, discrete mitzvah, so to speak. It is, sort of, but it's like identity is really tied up to the achilah's pesach, okay? Keep going. Right, so that's a whole sugya of itself, what that mitzvah is. But there's one mitzvah that has like three mitzvahs components, I guess. That what do? You eat your korban pesach with matzah mar. So the mar is tied to the korban pesach. But there's a separate idea. Midrabanan, I still have to eat mar by itself. Okay, clear so far. No tricks here. Simple as possible. Okay. All right. So let's take a look at this first gemara. Very, very well known gemara. Kuftes vavam beis and psachim. Okay. Okay. So bala matza yatsa. What does bala matza mean? Let's start with Rashi.
Bala matza below la asa yatsa.
Okay. So what'd you do?
You probably saw it and you didn't chew it.
Okay. Good. Okay. So far, so good. You swallow your matza whole. Okay.
Oh, they have
matza. It's not a
proof. Right. I remember when I did it. It's for sure proof, without question. What? No, you don't say it. It's not Derek. It's not my Sefila.
Why?
All right, next. Yeah, I know. He doesn't understand. I know. All right, go on.
Bala Matza Umaror.
No, I was saying, so Bala Maror.
I'm sorry, Bala Maror. Lo Yata.
Oh, stop. Now, let's take a look at Rashi. Oh, no, you forgot to read something.
Yes, sir.
No, before that.
Balamar.
Balamar. There's a reason why. You know why? So Rashi's girsa was Balamar Yatsa. Meaning Rashi held, when Rashi reads the first two cases, Bala Matza Yatsa, Balamar Yatsa. Why Yotze if you swallow your mar? Efshar Shalot Tom Bo Tom Mar.
It's impossible not to taste it.
Right. Okay, so no matter what, when you swallow your mar, you'll taste it. Okay, now I'm not going to get Ephraim's on here. I'm not going to get into historically what we're talking about. He doesn't, but he's not referring to horseradish. That's for sure. Could be. Okay. Right. Okay. So again, so when you read the Gemara according to Rashi's way of learning the Gemara, what do you see? If you swallow matzah, you would say, even though you didn't chew it, okay, and if you swallow mar, you would say, why? Because of course you tasted it. Okay. So now, what are the last two cases?
Bala matza umar or yidei matza yatsa yidei mar lo yatsa. So if you swallow them together, but that's true, I guess. Matza you're yotze, but mar you're not.
Interesting. Okay. Now, why Rashi? Bala mar. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay.
Yachad below achal adayin lo mizev lo mizev.
So when he says below achal adayin, what does he mean when he says that?
Meaning you still haven't eaten from either.
Right. Exactly, like it's going down your mouth, it's going down your throat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
right? Below achol matzah imo. Okay, but meaning what? So the best way to put it like this: what did the guy do? I'm just putting it simple. So it's like basically, what did he do? Why is he not tasting the marah? Right, the matzah seems to be covering. It's preventing the marah from being tasted. Okay, right. So in the third case, what happened? He swallowed matzah and marah together. So according to Rashi,
matzah is tasteless.
Right, so you, right. You don't need to taste the matzah, but the matzah is protecting you from tasting the marah. Okay? Okay. And the fourth case?
The fourth case is Krachan Besiv Uvalan.
Okay, so Rashi. Sorry, so you're right. Af Yidei Matzah Nami Lo Yatza. Okay? Rashi?
So Krachan Shnein Yachar Besiv Hadekel Lo Yatza. Shari Lo Haya Mamash Lo
Zed. Okay, that makes sense, right?
Together in some other
right, so we'll call that. So if a guy puts his matzah mara in a capsule and then swallow well in a pill. Sorry. Well but right, but pill for me means something round. I think of a capsule is like
a pill and a capsule is two different things.
Oh, okay. So also capsules like the oval that you could open up and you see this medicine. Right. So what a guy puts his right, so he puts his matzah mara inside the capsule and swallow inside the pill and swallows it. Okay? Better? Okay. This is a very logical progression. Forget the gears issue, it's a logical progression. Because matzah I'm yotzei, even though I didn't taste it. So clearly, what's that setting up for us as a paradigm? Doesn't need taste. Okay. Marar, I'm yotzei, because when I swallow it, I'm yotzei. All right, so in both these cases here, even though I swallow the marar, I automatically taste it.
There's a different reason to go to the matzah.
Right, so that progresses naturally to this case, which is if I swallow both, I'm yotzei matzah because I don't need to taste it, but here I didn't taste it. And then you need the fourth case to tell you I'm not yotzei matzah. So again, it's a nice progression. Yotzei matzah if I swallow it, yotzei marar if I swallow it. I'm only yotzei matzah if I swallow both. And I'm not yotzei matzah if I take the pill. Okay? So there's no chiddush in a maror between case three and four, but there's a chiddush by matzah. Okay? So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, who messes everything up?
Rashbam.
Okay, now I'll take a look at the Rashbam. All the Rashbams.
With
the
Rambam.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
So you didn't chew it. Yotzei shahari.
Okay, so tochlu matzah. So be very careful. So it's very you gotta pay attention to every word the Rashbam says. So what does Rashbam tell us?
So
he says, yeah, go ahead.
Your yotze, because you were mekayim the pasagog, in this night you shall eat matzah.
Right. Shaharei.
Shaharei achila
hi. Lo. What does that mean?
It is his achila.
It's achila.
Right.
Achila hi lo. Meaning. It's chiyah. This is do what? Right. So what's the right? So what is the obligation?
To eat it, and you
did
eat it.
To eat it. To the achila. Okay. Very weird way to put it. Okay. Umihu. Okay, but the notion, the fact that the Gemara says yatzah is telling you what?
That
right. It's the ideal way is to taste it. Okay, but you can't say the guy didn't eat it, right? Okay. So let's get that clear.
But that's weird though.
Okay.
Is that not weird to you?
A little bit. Okay, so bala matzah, right? Yatza, right? And then Rashi adds b'diavad, okay? Right? Now, do you think Rashi disagrees with that?
No.
Correct. I don't think Rashi disagrees with that. I mean, Rashi would agree also that it's a b'diavad l'fachila.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to disagree. So
no, but I think he agrees with it. Okay, next case. What does he now say? That comes the problem. Josh?
Yeah. Bala maror lo yatza. Tiba inam tam maror vileka.
Okay.
So that maror is tam and there isn't any here.
Now, stop for 1 second. That is a tremendous problem right off the bat. Why is that a problem?
Disagreeing with Rashi.
But in what arena? What?
In
Mitzias.
Yeah.
How could you possibly have a machlokas where Rashi says that's a very bad one? Rashi says
you taste
the maror when you swallow it. And the Rashi says, you don't taste it when you swallow it. That's ridiculous.
Because they have a different guess for what Mara is.
No.
Didn't they live in different times?
Well, we actually find the ancient Gemara. So
okay. Go, Josh. See, I can't take these things. Go ahead. Go.
Levayimaru.
Very nice. So, and only that, he goes as far... Right, it's interesting. So he goes as far as to quote the pasuk. He says, "Why is it important you have to taste it?" Right, because God said, "Right, vayimar es chayim," and therefore that you must have some taste that brings to mind the idea of bingo. Okay, kach matzasi.
Kach matzasi.
Chanano. Okay, Rabbeinu, who's he referring to?
Rashi.
Tom, yeah. Right, right. Whole of a little also. Okay, fine. So he brings in Rashi's position. Okay, now before you go on, let's see if you can intuit. There's a serious problem now, though, with the Rashi's position.
What's the progression of the Gemara?
Yeah, why?
Because now there's no by Mara. We already presented the Kiddush by Mara.
What's the Kiddush in the third case?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Why? Because if you swallow matzah Mara, what does the Gemara say?
Same as swallowing
Matzah and Mara. Who cares?
So the Rashbam has to now, being into Lachianis, he has to understand now what you need this case for, what you need this case for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's very shrewd in how he pulls it off. So what does he say?
Well, if you have a Bisparim, Sarah Lafarish, Bala Matzah Umar, Yide Matzah, Mihu Yatza.
Mihu Yatza, right? So he's saying why? Because when you swallow Matzah Mara, you're Yotze or Matzah, yeah. Right? Mihu Yatza, right? Delo Tema, Afide Matzah, Lo Yatza. Okay, why? De'ika tarti l'riyusa. Because what would you think is happening here?
Two dippings.
Remember this?
No, not
two dippings. No. What's tarti l'riyusa?
I have no idea. It's two first badness.
Two bads, okay? By matzah, there's two bad things going on here. What are the two bad things?
Covering case.
Oh, it's a bitty evident by itself.
Yeah. No tasting Tom.
Okay.
Matzah.
No Tom. Did not touch throat.
Wait, the mara is a chatiza between the matzah and the
grain.
I thought the matzah was a chatiza between the mara and the
grain. Actually, it's not chatiza.
But what's the point, though? The point is that now, since you have a negative two, right, and you know the old rule, tarti reusa equals what?
Bad.
Zero. Right, meaning that you're not yotzei. That's what you would have thought. You would think you're not yotzei in this case. The Gemara's Kiddush is what?
You are
Yotzei. Okay? Correct. Okay? And not Yotzei. Okay? And what's the fourth case by the pill?
The fourth case by the pill is that...
Read. Right, so now I have neither one, right? So I'm not Yotzi either one. Not Yotzi Matzah. Okay, that's the key, right?
Yeah.
Right. Matzah, no. Moror, no. Is that clear?
You got the analogy.
Sorry, no.
What?
You got the analogy.
Oh, sorry, take a stone.
No. Why not yes and matzah?
What?
Why not yes and matzah? Both of them have no time and did not touch your throat.
Oh, okay, so why are you not yes and matzah? The Gemara says you're not yes and matzah.
No, I'm saying, why is it different than the third case?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay. We have to answer that too. Why is this different than here?
What's the third
case? So the third case is, I swallow matzah mar. And the Gemara says, I'm not yes and mar, and I am yes and matzah. But we don't need to know. We don't need that. Because we know if I'm not tasting the mara, of course I'm not yotze. There's no chiddush there. So the chiddush must be about matzah. Meaning, I would have thought, since there's two things that are not taking place here by the matzah, no tam, and it didn't touch my throat, I would think I'm not yotze. Much when I am yotze, which you need the fourth case to tell you the case where I'm definitely not yotze matzah. But then the question is, what's the difference between the pill case and the third case? Okay, so if you look at this, the Rashbam is much smoother, Rashi is much smoother in the progression. Rashbam has to be a little innovative here. Right? So we have a lot of issues going on. Right? What are the questions?
Well, also, why is no tom
what
a
is
raise,
the
though?
What the
Havim it's a bidyevet. Two bidyevets equals not yotze.
The swallowing is bidyevet because you don't taste it? I thought that why is taste it wasn't clear of a matzah?
That's a good question.
That's what the Rashbam says.
That's what Rashbam says. The Rashbam knows what he's... Yeah, the Rashbam says it.
He does in the first case.
Always choshev v'sham. You're always playing with Usa
me. Go to the first Rashbam bracket. It's at the end.
Thank you, Josh Horowitz. Put him in his place. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I mean, we have two starting questions. First, what's the difference between the fourth and third case?
Right. What's the difference between these two cases? Why would you think here? What's a chiddush here? What else?
By number three, at least, why is it the Rashbam holds that it's talking about matzah rakti mara, not mara rakti matzah?
Okay, fine. I'm so bothered by that. Whatever.
Really?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
I
don't
have that
No, because whatever. The point is that they gain each other tasting wise. I don't care about so much about that. What else do we have? We also have the Metzias Machlokes. That's the hardest thing to answer.
No, I think I figured it out.
Great. But, because he holds that you don't taste Mara when you eat it. He holds you do taste maror when you eat it. When you swallow it. How's that possible? How come once I'd say when I swallow maror I don't taste it? And once I say
different maror.
No.
I mean it's maror.
Yeah.
Well, the Rashbam had lettuce. Rashi had
I just want a simple answer. The question is, it's a yes or no. Yeah. Everyone has to agree. Both Rashi and Rashbam have to agree that when you swallow maror, you taste it. Oh. That's for sure. Yeah. Okay. Rashi is suggesting that. So if you look at any chi of Maisa Chila, right? The first thing Rashi is pointing out is that in every Maisa Chila, in Halacha, what do you need to do in every Maisa Chila to be Yotzei? No.
No,
swallow, right? Because what in its most primitive form, what is achilah defined by?
Talking about and swallow.
Right, getting that food. Intake of food, good. Right, getting that food through the mouth into your throat. Okay, good. So if that's the case, right, if that's the simplest form, okay, so then you could start arguing that, but the ideal way to do it is with time, is to chew it, because by chewing you're tasting it. But in the simplest form, a ma'aseh achilah is defined by swallow. So the Rashi is going to have to say that when it came to maror, right, because of this idea of that's why the Rashbam is so explicit with this Vaymaris Chayim business. Why does he have to tell it to us? Because he's showing us is that they created a new, it's a different Maisa Achila by Mara. It's a different Maisa Achila. Because the effect, you're right, because you have to have that bitter, whatever it is, right? Because that's part of the very very structure of the mitzvah, that's reflected in a new type of Maisa Achila, where if you don't taste it, it's not considered a Maisa Achila. So Mara has its own unique Maisa Achila attached to it. You understand? That's the Rashbam's first move. First move the Rashbam is saying is that look at maror differently than matzah. Matzah is like any other achila, mitzvah achila. You guys got to swallow it. That's the most basic form of ma'aseh achila. When it came to maror, they went ahead and they restructured. They created a new type of ma'aseh achila because this mitzvah is a different mitzvah. The mitzvah is I have to have that effect, whatever that is. Okay. Okay. Good. Very good. Okay. Next. So what's the next thing to find the Rashbam now? For a good Rashi.
Bela Matsumara.
Right, so what's the Tarti Derusa business here?
Which one's Tarti Derusa?
That's where it's both I didn't taste it and...
We seem to be lacking both ideas.
What's the Hami and Muscatum?
Oh, Hami right. Being that you wouldn't be, you
would
know,
say?
That
you wouldn't be.
No, you wouldn't be.
No, Chaim, the progression is like this. The progression is that your yotzei matzah, you swallow it because you're lacking one thing, which is tam. And the next question is that your yotzei matzah, if you swallow matzah and mara, even though you're lacking two things, which is both tam and this business of nogea on your throat, right? You're still yotzei. What's the halacha maskana?
It's pretty simple because it's I'm lacking both ideas of derech achila. One of that is the tam, and the other one is the fact that
it's going to. Okay, so. But let me ask a question. I would say, Josh, hold on, Josh, you're classifying it correctly. You know, there's no question in these two areas here. These two reflect an idea in derech achila. Okay, but if you have to unite them. In other words, if I'm lacking tam, that means it's an abnormal type of achila, and if it's not touching my throat, that means it's lacking a certain type of derech achila. So therefore, what? How do you unite those?
What's left of achila? There's nothing really left.
I'm swallowing it.
It's going to your mouth and your body.
I'm swallowing it. So why would you think you're not yotzei?
Because that's one small bit of achila. There's so much more achila, and you're paying out everything that.
The minimum achila is to swallow it. So why do you have a habmin here?
What?
It's like I threw a stone. It's a funny idea because he's saying, you're right, but I think he's saying that. Can I put it in more halachic terms? That's what you were just. Right. I think he's saying, but it's a funny idea. It's like you have to have like a certain hisaskus between your mouth and the food, right? Derech achila, what does derech achila mean? It means it's a relationship between my mouth and the food, right? So if I don't taste it and it doesn't touch any part of my mouth, how do I say I have a relationship with the food? Kamash malan, right? Even though I'm lacking derech achila, see that I'm just trying to define for what derech achila means, I'm still yotze. Yeah. Even though there is some relationship between the guy, right, but via the mar, and I hear what you're adding. It's fine. I mean, that's okay.
Wait, so what are you saying? How am I saying the pillowcases?
No, I'm not saying anything. I don't think I'm saying differently. I was not to the pillowcase. Yeah, I agree. So ultimately, what's the chiddush of the pillowcase?
That you can't combine the pill and the food.
Correct.
I don't have any, like, be anything could be combined quantity, but the maskana is that it has to be some sort of food to.
Right. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Wait. The pill isn't some sort of food.
No,
the pill isn't food.
The pill case is never a point where ochel touches your throat.
Yeah, okay, I was just making sure.
Right, It's like, okay. All right, well, now look at Rashi for a second.
Wait. So according to that, we'd say that if it was wrapped in...
What? Rashi says, if you swallow matzah, you yotzei. So I'm not sure if that's different than the Rashbam. It's the mara is the key thing. He has a completely different idea of mara. Because he holds, if I swallow mara, even though, what's he say? He says, you can't, it's impossible you don't taste it. Right?
Right, we really have to define the Rashbam then. Rashi seems easier than the Rashbam in this case.
What's the machlokas?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, he seems to just need any taste.
What?
Right, yeah, the Rashi seems easier.
Rashi just needs any taste for the mara.
Okay.
Why, you ask?
Because he holds the mitzvah mara is intrinsically on the
taste. I'm glad you asked.
What, say again?
He holds the mitzvah mara has to be intrinsically on the taste because similar to the Rashbam.
Finish, yeah.
Okay, so when he says that it's impossible to eat it without any taste, so that means there's going to be some taste. Now, whether it's a lot of taste or a little bit of taste, or we already said that both of them agree there's going to be some taste. Now, as long as there's some taste, it doesn't matter if you get embittered by the taste, because let's say, you know, I'm...
Who cares? Fine, you don't have to mention that. Right. Right. But look at the third case. How do you know what you're saying? Because in the third case, in Rashi, what is his focus on?
The thing.
The maror. You're not Yotzi Mara. Why is Yotzi Mara? That's the clue. The clue is the third case, right? So there's no Tom in the third case,
yeah.
Right? That's your clue. Meaning what? The Rashbam holds that what do you do? The Rashbam says that they came along and they created a different type of ma'isachila here. Normally ma'isachila, as long as I swallow, I'm fine. But in order to get the kiyum of bitterness, what must I do? I have to be lo-esit. So even though that's why the Rashbam agrees, of course I taste it when I swallow, but everyone agrees with that. But lo-es, chewing it, does what?
Bitter.
Chewing is the kiyum of bitterness. Without chewing, so that's why it's a different type of ma'isachila than the other ma'isachila. But Rashi holds, I think what you're trying to say, I think, Rashi holds that no. Rashi treats mara, Rashi says that's not the chiddush by mara. What makes mara different than matzah? Mara is a different, as far as the food's concerned, it's a different kind of chepsa. What's mara, what does mara do? What does mara do? It imparts taste. It's just like, you know it's just like, by the way? Garlic. Like garlic. Oh, I want to say spices.
I'd say like lettuce.
Oh. I'd say like garlic. Why? Because as garlic's definition, it is an ochel, right? But the definite, so to speak, its function is to impart taste. No, it could be. Yeah. No, that's not fair because I did this before. I did that suga. So I would have stolen it from, I did this a couple years ago. It could be. So that's why Rashi's progression makes perfect sense. Rashi's going to say, as long as the mara's, what defines mara as mara? What makes a mara? When it imparts taste. So as long as it's an imparting taste, it's a chepsa, it's a different kind of chepsa. It is that a food which imparts taste. Yeah. So when it's functioning to impart taste, yotze. So even if I swallow, I'm yotze. But if, in the case of bala matzah mara, in case number three, it's not imparting taste anymore, so I'm not yotze. Whereas the Rashbam says no. The Rashbam says, it's true I taste mara when I swallow it, but the fact is, in the mechanical structure of the ma'is achila, there's two components now. There's lois, and then there's swallowing. And lois is what produces the kiyum. Yeah, we are. All right, Josh, you ready? Pshita.
Pshita. Eichad rika sha'ar yirachos. Mivarech ha'ashar yirachos. Berkri adama. Va'afil v'hadar. Mivarech alafil asmar. Va'afil.
Okay, so what is this even talking about?
It's very simple. Very simple.
Okay, Rashi.
Rashi.
Rashram. Just go right to Rashram. Pshita.
Rashram?
Yeah. Last Rashbam.
Okay, fine. Pshita. Hevadega shayir agatah mi para betibol risho ashar yirakos per kriya adama to aser lehanos min ha'olam hazeh below bracha. Yivan sheish lo shayir yirakos achi shabir tvei sheivar per kriya adama chila dahayinu bracha haru yalen v'yiftor et hamaror mi bracha kriya adama.
Okay, so let's go very carefully here. So what does Rashbam say? There's something very interesting. The Rashbam says,
very, very interesting Rashbam. Very interesting Rashbam. He's a funny guy. You guys just don't get why he's funny. That's okay. You
can't appreciate good humor.
It's circular. Okay, Rashbam.
It's an American thing.
So what does Rashbam say? Rashbam says what? What does Rashbam say? The Rashbam says that I make Bore Pri Hadama on my Karpas, right? And what does that do? So then when I come to Maror, right, by Maror, I do not have to write no Adama, right? Right? And then, but I do have to make an Alafios Maror, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now I don't care about the Alafios Maror part. That's not important, okay? This is what's important right here.
Why'd you square it?
I'm like taking it out. It's because it's external to the board.
It's
like a whole new board.
All right, that's the key. Okay. All right.
This is not.
All right, now, Josh, let's finish the Gemara and let's come back and ask an easy question in the Rosh Bam. Finish the Gemara. No, hey, okay. Yeah, so what if I only have one? Meaning what? Lettuce for what? Right. Okay, good. So my, so Amar Rav Huna. Simple, okay? Fine. And then Muscovla Rav Chista.
Muscovla Rav Chista. La'achar Shemile Kriso. Hey Manu. Chozer and Mubarak Allah.
Right. It's a question. Ella.
Ella. Amor Rav Chista. Me Karam Mubarak Allah.
Okay. Now, that's a very fascinating Gemara, but that's not my issue. Okay? Okay, so with that said, let's go back to the Rosh Bam. There's something very problematic. I'm not saying what? Yeah. What do you call it? What's odd about the Rosh Bam?
The Rosh Bam, not much. What's odd about the Gemara?
No, what's odd about the Rosh Bam? The Rosh Bam says something very strange. Let's read it again. The Rosh Bam says, he says, Meikar betibul rishon ashar yirakos ber pri adama, right? And then he explains the reason why. Right, and then he says, "Shaper tfei shivarach bor pri adama tchila dahinu bracha ruyulahen v'yiftor esamara mebirchas pri adama v'yiftor esamara mebirchas pri adama." That one, those six words, one, two, three, those six words are drive the Rishonim insane. Why? Okay, that's a minor issue. We're going to get to that though. One issue is going to be why is it not considered a hefsek? What's the hefsek? Magid. Okay. But it's a better question you can ask, an easier question. It's an easier question.
Well, why do you have your operation by Adam?
Why?
Well, isn't like a whole question to be said down after you wash?
No. Meaning, what should he have said? Just make Adam. I don't have to make an Adam on my Mara. You know why?
Because
I made a Motzi.
Isn't there a whole thing about making Adam after?
For now? No, it's anything that's, what's the word? You'll see you'll see in Tosos in a second.
Part of the meal.
Right. Okay.
Parparis. Right. The power is not for the meal.
Right. Oh, hold on. That's not true.
Did you say the question?
The question is that why does the Rosh Hashanah say that my Bor Pi Adama on Karpas, right, fulfills my Bor Pi Adama requirement on Mara? What he should have said was that I say Bor Pi Adama on Karpas, and I don't have to make a Bor Pi Adama on Mara. Not because of the Bor Pi Adama made on Karpas. You know why? Because I'm making a Motzi. And a Motzi automatically removes my requirement to say Bor Pi Adama on Mara. Okay? Now, Mati's right. Mati's right in saying that the reason why you would think you would have to make another Bor Pi Adama, if it weren't for a Motzi, is because of the Hesech Hadas of the Haggadah. Meaning, if what Mati's trying to say is like this. Let's assume there was no HaMotzi. So what I could argue is I could say if I read the Haggadah in between my Bor Pi Adama on Karpas, am I Bor Pi Adama? Okay? We don't do that. Now, what's also odd about the Rosh Bam at this point? He doesn't mention it. What else would you ask on the Rosh Bam? We understand the Rosh Bam is focusing on what? On Bor Pi Adama, yeah. on your Karpas, yeah. Right? But he forgot something. It's a very funny thing.
Bracha
Krona. What about Bor Nefashos? Right. What about Bor Nefashos? What? Oh, so we're not going to talk about that. What?
I don't know if you bracha and then wash after. I don't know how it works. No. It's a bigger sugya.
It's not. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We also raised a question of bracha korona. Take a look at the Rambam in source number 2, right? Hilchos Chametz Matza Parachas Halacha Beis. Josh, what does he say?
Well, he says, Matzil Mabarakur Kedama Vloka Vloka Yarot in the Tabel Otoa Kacharoses. Oh, Kazayasu.
Stop. So what's the Rambam telling you? Because the Rambam holds, like many Rishonim, right, not all, but many Rishonim, that every Maisa Achil you do at the Seder has to always have a Kazayis. That's a Maisa Achil is always defined by Kazayis. That's an axiom, right? So how can you have less than Kazayis? Now, there are some Shittas who want to say you have less than Kazayis to get out of the problem of Bor Nefashos. But for now, all we have to know is that let's go with the assumption you have to have a kazayas. So you'd automatically be chayiv in the bracha korona. And yet he says you don't make a bar nefashos. So why not? At least at this point. Okay.
Which page is that?
Kuf Tes Vav and Aleph. Stop. Okay, so automatically, right? Tosa's already throwing you a little bit of a bone there, because what's he saying?
That the Haggadah is a hafzik.
Which means it's a havamina.
That you wouldn't need to say a bridge, but really you don't.
The havamina is a hafzik.
This is going to be a big critical issue. Is the Haggadah a hafzik or not? Yeah. We're going to take that up. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Can you hear Isle below Miftar Bibracha Shal Tibol Rishon? Komakom, Birchas and Motzi
Potrasan.
Potrasan. The Havei Lehud Varim Habayim B'toch Hasuda Machmas Hasuda Shari Yirakos Gorin Halev V'karilei Nami Lamara or Paris Hapas. So all these things are part of the Suda itself, so they're all
you don't have to do much more. Hold on, let me just double check. I think that's the essence of what we want to get off on Tosos here. So then you get to the whole business about different situations, about possible witness situations, what is potter and what's not. But ultimately, he's hoping that you don't have to make a bar piyadama because mar is part of your meal, right? And after you make a motzi, you don't make a sab bracha. Now let's put fruits to the side. That's what I think you're referring to, fruits. Like you make a bar piyades. Dama is considered, vegetables are considered part of your meal. So now, again, Tosus is asking a question subtly on the Rashbam. The Rashbam is saying that the reason why you don't have to make a bar piyadama is because what? Because I already made a bar piyadama on karpas. Whereas Tosus is saying, I want to make a bar piyadama on my maror because of motzi, right? And then he has this little thing in business about Haggadah not being a hefsek, which is going to be played up in a second by the Rush. Okay? Four. So the Rush says what? Pshita. Start from, he quotes the Rashba. Okay? You have Lona Hira.
Lona Hira, the Asaf Daita, Begata.
Right, so his Kashya, so the Rush's Kashya on the Rashbam is what?
The Haggadah is a Hezekadah, so right. Why wouldn't you have to say... So if your reasoning is that the Adama from the Karpas is part of your Adama from the Maror...
That doesn't make any sense, because the Haggadah is Hezekadah, which seems, by the way, which kind of seems intuitive, right? I mean, it's a good question on Rashbam. Why doesn't Rashbam bother by the idea of the Haggadah being Hezekadah? I mean, think about it. I made a Barbi Adama, and now I'm doing all this, like, Magi business, right? So that's like a very natural position for Hezekadah, a very natural situation to say Hezekadah.
I don't want it.
I mean,
like an interruption in your knowledge.
What?
Oh, Mr. Svara, hold on. Okay, Mr. Svara, let's wait. Where are you? Get, wait, get the facts. I don't want to jump on answers here. Let's get the facts. Keep going. All right, keep going. Right. Darmina, come on. Now he's got a good raya. What's his raya? His raya. Now he's got a great raya. He's interesting. If you don't hold the, this is important. If you don't hold the Haggadah, is Hesekadas, then guess what? What do we do before? Right. Why do we wash again? You do a rechitza before your karpas, right? Do you know what you should do? Not do another rechitza before hamotzi. Hanotel yada b'tibul rishon, sarach shito yada b'tibul sheni. Mishum to ask. Just we don't know that yet. Hold on, one second.
Of course we know it.
Oh, one second. So he says hanotel yada b'tibul rishon, sarach shito yada b'tibul sheni. Mishum to asach daiti begata v'alela. So why do you have to do urchatz and rachza? Because the Haggadah is a Hesekadas. It interrupts between your first Atila and your second Atila. So that's a great precedent for the by Bar Piyadam also. If you're going to tell me the Haggadah is a Hesekadas and Atila, that should be a Hesekadas and Bracha. Okay. Uma she'ein
mevarchin Bar Piyadam al hamaror, haini reshum depsiv al matzos umror in yokluhu. B'chovahu lahavi maror echa maror atar matzah.
Interesting. Now, okay, one second. Now, what's he trying to do here?
So you wouldn't do a bar piyadama.
Why? But nonetheless, right? Why? Excuse me. Why don't I make a bar piyadama on the mar? What do you mean? Why don't I? What should he say?
Why should?
Of course I shouldn't. Pshita, because I made a motzi. That's not what he says. He says I don't make. Masha aim of arachem bar piyadama on the mar. Hainu mishum.
Oh, because you're a motzi. I mean,
no, who's he answering now? He's trying to defend him. He's saying, and the fact that now I'm going to show you why won't you make a bar piyadama on the mar? Right? I'll tell you why. Mishum nichsev. This is critical. And it's an obligation to do what? To bring your mar after your matzah. Okay? Hilkach, hava.
Shein
tunen bracha. So that means it's part of the meal.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, it's not the Rosh Bam. He's still attacking the Rosh Bam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No, he's attacking the Rosh Bam. He's saying, you know, right, he's saying like toast was. What? He's, no. He's saying, because he's, right, keep going. But Tadalach. Yeah, okay, so skip down and says venerally. Venerally. Sorry, so now he's going to say this is not a kasha. He's going to defend the Rosh Bam then now. How do you defend the Rosh Bam? So is this, is that he's doubling down. You gotta give the Rush credit. The Rush is again a very honest guy. He says, you know what? I can get the Rush out of this problem. Why? Because really the truth is that you're right. There should not be a Hesech Hadas by Netila. There shouldn't be either. There's no Hesech Hadas, I don't know why, by Adama. There also is not a Hesech Hadas by Rechitza. But why do we say there is a Hesech Hadas? I'll tell you why. Why? Dilma. I know. So I'm saying it shouldn't be, but the fact is, what happens by Netila doesn't happen by Rebbe Nama. Right, exactly. Netila is that a guy's hands go to places that they're not supposed to be. Right? So that's going to require, that's natural. They're busy. Askan, that's what it means. Askan just means they're busy hands. Hands all over the place, okay? Now listen to this. Keep, Lois, hold on. Kevan should be Rech Barbe Nama Yorakos, right? Since what? I made a Barbe Nama. On my vegetables and the chazeres lefanav, and what's in front of me, the maror, the daito lechem imenu. So when I make my bracha, my karpas, what's in front of me,
the maror
also, right? You have your ka'ar out, and I have that. I see it. I zone in. I see my karpas and my maror.
Right?
Be quiet. I see my karpas and my maror. Right. So therefore, what? Right. So I had in mind all along when I made my Bar Pi Adama to do what? To include the Mar. Okay? Fine. That's a riot. Okay, whatever. Okay. So that's pretty wild, right? So now, so what's the Rush say? So first the Rush attacks the Rosh Bam by saying, Haggadah is Hesech Hadas, right? And then he says, it's not. It's not Hesech Hadas. Why?
Because you always had in mind to eat it.
Had in mind Maror, right? When he made the bracha of I'm Karpas, right?
It's not like a Hesech Hadas issue.
Yeah, I
what?
Don't even know why it would be.
It's not like a Hesech Hadas issue.
Why would it be a Hesech Hadas?
Yeah.
Because you're doing this whole Haggadah.
I talk to Rami all the time.
Okay.
Yes, it's like,
define that.
It's not a Hesech Hadas issue. It's just you need to have it in mind to be.
Well, he says it's Hesech Hadas.
You don't have to keep it in mind throughout the thing.
Well, not only did he have a.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll see about that.
We'll see.
I mean, there's no food in front of you. It's different than a regular meal. Because there's no food in front of you and there's the car.
Well, there's the Mitzvah Salila in front of you.
Nah,
which one?
Nah. You have to have the car out a lot of time.
They're supposed to clear off at that point.
So it depends. That's not true. What do we say at the end of Magid?
It's a zoo.
Right. You see, it's part of the Magid.
They're supposed to bring it out at that point.
What? Right. So therefore, you said one second. Oh, we'll get to that. Hold on. We'll get to that.
I thought right at the carpet to put everything away though.
What?
I thought right at the Magid.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but that doesn't mean that you don't see the Magid on everything. Chaim, I agree with you. Okay.
Yeah,
There's something different about something like the Mitzvah of Mar. Because you see, it's intertwined with Sipor. For instance, the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you have not fulfilled your obligation of the Seder night unless you do what? What? No, right. Say on these mitzvos the following, right? So you see that the idea of the maror, right? The idea of the mitzvos of the ochels, the mitzvah of ochel of the night, all those foods you're supposed to eat, are tied into Sipor, right? So what makes something like maror, or even matzah too? Let's just forget maror. Let's leave matzah. What makes matzah very interesting? Matzah is a very, all these mitzvahs of the night are very interesting. They have attached to them what?
Sipor.
Okay, so what, so and that's more than, okay, one thing is they have attached with Sipor. What else do they have attached to it?
Magid.
No, that's Sipor. What? No, what do you mean other mitzvahs?
Maisachila.
You see, it's fascinating. You have mitzvahs of Laila that there are two things attached to it. One is, you do a Maisa Sipor on them. And the other thing is, you do a Maisa Chila. So if you, so that's the Machokas, whether it's a Hesech Hadas or not. It's a question of what you're focused on. If you look at it from the context of a Maisa Chila, then the Maisa Chila Maror, exactly. Looking from the context of Sipor, that's what thematically ties them together. That's what he means when he says, on the Chazaris. That's what he means. Okay, so that's the question I said before. They asked the Rashba the following question. Do I make a bracha korona? If I eat a kazayas of karpas, do I make a bracha korona or not? And the Rambam would say, you definitely eat a kazayas. Okay? Mm-hmm. Definitely eat kazayas. So what does he say? This is fascinating. Tshuva. Okay, so without question, if you eat a kazayas, what do you do afterwards? Except, but watch this. She'ain brachas mazon poter masha ochel kol masuda. Right? Is that clear?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Good. Right. Right. Okay. But now, ready? Ready for this? This is the wildest thing we'll ever hear. This is crazy. Mikol Makom. Okay, one more time. Mikol Makom. What did you just say?
Make a bracha korona after you eat
the mara. You don't make a bracha korona after you eat the mara?
One of my most fascinating halachic positions in the history of the Rishonim. The Rashba holds as follows. The Rashba holds that you make a bar in a fashos. Okay, when? Now, one second. When should I have made my bar in a fashos? Right, should have been after karpas, right?
Unless you consider that you part of that same bracha, but then what's the bracha?
Oh, one second. So clearly he's saying that. The Rashba is suggesting that what do? I am supposed to really make a bar in a fashos after I have my karpas. But I wait until after I have my mar. But one second, I made a hamotzi. The Rashba is suggesting a possibility that I made a bar. Let's go in order. I made a bar for dama on karpas. Okay.
Wash.
Okay. Now, was the Rashba going to right? I wash. I make hamotzi. Right. Then I make an achilas barer. And then what do? Bar in a fashos. Okay. Keep going. What? That's keep going. She says she'ilu. Right. Right. Because if I made a bor nefashos after my karpas, what would I have to then do?
Make another brachos.
So he wants to be economized brachos, right? But it's almost as if he doesn't want us to notice the fact that he said you make a bor nefashos after your mara. What?
Yeah. Why is he saying make a second brachos dama if you're going to make a motzi between
anyway? No. He's saying if I made a bracha, If I made a bracha chorna on my karpas, right? Nimsa she tzarach levarach amar. I have to make another break by dawn amar. I know. So who's he holding like?
He's holding like the Rashbam.
The Rashbam. He'd be like the Rashbam, who would say that I have to make another. The Rashbam is saying. Okay, think about this. The Rashbam is saying there's no hesech hadas, right? So what is he going to have to say? Right. So really, I should make another break by dawn. Okay. Should. I say this. Let's say I made a bar in a fashos after my karpas. Okay? No, one second. Why? A bar in a dama? By made a motzi. What? What do you mean it's not part of the suda? Why not? Oh, you need to find kid. That's what Chalukah Tosos. We're going to tie it all together in a second. What?
But you have to eat it with bread for it to be included in a motzi?
I make a motzi, right?
But you have to eat it with bread for it to be included.
No, if I make a motzi, what? Yeah, right. So what? He's suggesting I'd have to make a bor pri adama on my maror, even though I made a motzi.
Right.
Okay. Because it's part of my meal. I mean, I'm mostly ready. It's
part of the meal. It's
why does everyone say it's separate? Bit of a clue here. He says hamotzi doesn't pater the mar, even though she'ain a pas. Oh, so it's only there. It can only pater things you eat with your lechem. Okay, right? She'az patura. Aval Chazeres. Fascinating. But the Mara is not coming in because of the Pas. Okay, so who cares? So what? So what? So what? Okay. L'achar Hamarar, right? And just in case you didn't think he was talking about, L'achar Mara, Mavarach, Baruch HaShalacharov. Upodor so. It's wild. It's an amazing thing. I make Hamotzi, right? I would have made a Borei Pradama, but I don't because I didn't make a bor nefashos after my karpas, right? Saved by that. But I still make a bracha korna on my mar. Okay. Right? Upotro Sovas, the Yerak Sha'achal Tivo Rishon. Amazing. So the Bar Refa, now, you gotta, there's like two, it's like there's two parallel universes going on here. One universe is Karpas Mar universe, right? And therefore, even though I made a motzi, my Bar Refa shows is going both in my Mar and my Karpas, and there's the Hamotzi universe. They're literally parallel to each other. What's going on here?
Well, I don't understand. I'm getting lost in the
fact. I know you are. It's very hard to define a machlokas in a way where one side says it's like any other food, or it's different from motzi's pater, where the other side says something bizarre about that's not. I mean, how do you bring them together? How do you bring them together? It's interesting to me. I think you have to be more. I think you have to be more innovative by Tosfos than by the Rashba. Yeah, I think the Rashba is very easy. I think that's very easy. There's ever get the side that's easy that everyone gets is like this. There's you can't tell me something. It's interesting. The Rashba is a very interesting guy because he wants to say that you can't tell me something's part of Suda if I have to eat it in that Suda. There's
this, I eat it for a different reason.
That's what I'm saying. There's an external. No. That's what creates the meal. That's what's interesting. Right? He's saying that there's an external chiyav that I must have my. That, look what he says. He says there's an external chiyav, right, that I must do a maisa achila, right? I have to do a maisa achila after my hamotzi. So if I have an external chiyav to do a maisa achila, right, that external chiyav does what to the food? It literally removes it from the suda. Takes it out of the suda, right? So therefore, and that's why it says, tomorrow, when do you have to eat tomorrow? When do you have to eat tomorrow?
After
matzah. Right, it's telling you the fact that it's imposing that upon you makes it not part of your suda. Yeah.
But the Mara is only because you have.
You'll disagree with this, but anyway, what Tosas is saying is that you're right. Tosas is treating it like any other ochel, but he's saying a little more than that, right? He's saying this. He's saying that what do? We take function. What? What do you mean function?
Well, he's looking at the. I'm saying from the meal point of view, the general rule of meals needing it to be part of the meal is that the Rashi side is saying that the reason you have it is because of the meal. As long as it functions as meal food or meal.
Right, but there's a profound difference between the two. You're right. What he's saying is, what's maror? Tosos looks at maror differently than the Rashba, insofar as the mitzvah is concerned. The Rashba says that maror is because there's a chi of maisa chila, so the maror itself as an ochel has no part of the meal. Right, it's like a different ochel altogether. Right, because the only reason why you're eating is because you have to. But that's not what Tosos is saying. Remember, Tosos says it's parparas to pas. It's part of your meal. How is it part of your meal? Because what are you eating?
Ooh.
Lettuce, right? You're eating lettuce. It's just that what did the Torah do? Or the Chazal, what did the Torah do?
Are you saying it's attributed to the food, the maror quality or not?
No, but they didn't, no, not quite. Not quite.
Are you saying it's added on quality, not intrinsic quality?
Bingo.
Which part?
The question is maror intrinsically a different ochel? And therefore, and what's the raya? Because it's the mitzvah to eat it. Or do you say no, that they just added a challah shame of maror to this piece of lettuce? So I'm eating lettuce. I'm eating lettuce. This is lettuce. It just, we call it maror. We give it that identity of maror, a quality of maror. But that doesn't change the very identity of substance itself. So that's a beautiful machlokas. The real question, and this is more in the abstract halachic nature of maror. Is maror intrinsically a different ochel because of the mechayev? Or do we say no, it's lettuce. That we add onto it this quality of maror. But if it's lettuce, then of course it's part of your meal.
What's the Rashba?
Yeah.
He says no. He says that's the Rashba. The Rashba, yeah. The, yeah. They say, no, they say no. They say that mar itself, right? The mechayev of mar, the hati mar, makes it a different ochel altogether.
That's why it holds.
You make a bar nefashos afterwards.
I was going to say that's why it holds that.
No, that's what they're saying. Wait, that's why you have to make a bar nefashos after you eat the mar.
That's why it holds a little.
What? It's a beautiful idea. Why did you do that? It's not part. It's amazing. It's like transcending your suda. It's a wild idea. The tour. We're working at the Bach. Let's look at the tour. The tour says, "The lokeach yirakos vivarach bar piyadama umetabo kdei lasa shinoi b'shvil atinokos shishalu." So you make a bar piyadama on your karpas, right? Kizeh hu shinoi shetovlin kodem suda mashein derech lasos kemishar yamim. Fine. Vein tzar kazayis mehem. That's key. So the tour first says what? I eat less than kazayis of karpas. So if I eat less than the size of karpas, I don't create what? A chiyuv of born of fleshers. Okay. The kus of Rav Amram, shetibul zebachos is fine. Okay, then he says, ulari mevarech achar hatibul born of fleshers. Ularashra means tarach levarech acharav. Bleze hiskim adoni av yarash. Zah. Okay? So the re would make a born of fleshers after karpas. And the Rashi would say you don't need to. Okay?
Why do we make a bar and kasha for karpas?
Because if you had a kasayas.
What? Oh, you just have it in karpas.
Three sizes. Three sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not okay.
There is the Rashi.
No.
There.
All right, so who's this?
The Rashi or the Rashi?
After bar or karpas?
Oh, it's not the Rashi.
All right. Right, so let's cut to we have a choice here. We can go through the box says Ulina Halacha. Ulina Halacha, the underlined part in the box. Turn the page over. Okay? Nira Ba'inai, Shabal Nefesh, Harotse Latse Shide Chovas Kol Gonim. Okay, if you want to be Yotze every sheath in the universe, okay? Yochal Batibal Rishon Kazai Shalem, Kadivir Ramam. First thing you do is Kazai Sakarpas. Okay? Udime. Listen to this. Shelo liftor hamar the brachazu. So when you make that bracha, you should say, I'm making it only on the karpas and not including my maror. Okay? Let's finish it first. Umemela chayiv levorech achar tibul rishon bar nefashos. L'divrei Yakol. And everyone would agree, I have to make bar nefashos after my karpas. V'achachach kishivar chamotzi. Listen to this. But when I make a motzi, this is also wild. Yechave nami shalola hotzi amara berachas motzi. I should have in mind when I make a motzi not to include my mar, right? The yachzor v'yivarch al hamar bar pi adama v'alchaz mar v'yachzor v'yivarch achar born nefashos das yotzi yidei chovaso the das kol agonim.
Oh, that's genius.
Right.